Weekend Plans, written by Aria Larendiere and read by Litera. A supernatural, Gabriel/Sam fic, with additional tags for alternate universe, sex, lots of sex, food kink, no food lube, Gabriel just likes licking things off Sam, and salty sweet. This is part two of the Sex, Stanford, and a Sweet Shop verse. Summary. Sequel to Sweet Shop Shenanigans, but can stand on its own. After a night of mind-blowing sex, Sam wakes up and realizes that he could get used to this so easily. Gabriel sets about convincing Sam to spend his weekend, and maybe the foreseeable future, with him. Sam was sticky, slightly sweaty, and more sated than he could ever remember being before. He was also annoyed because there was a beam of sunlight right across his eyes. He groaned and tried to roll over, frowning when a pointy finger poked him in the side. We established that you laying on top of me was not a good idea somewhere between round 2 and 3, remember? Sam's eyes shot open, and he immediately scooched away from Gabriel. He rubbed his eyes and looked around the room. The bed was pretty much destroyed. Chocolate was everywhere. Gabriel had licked it off of almost every inch of him last night. Gabriel. Here, sporting morning wood, and more than happy to ignore a chocolatey case of morning breath if I can get a kiss in the next 30 seconds. Gabriel stretched and rolled onto his side to look at Sam. Sam laughed and pushed his hair out of his face. You are shameless. Never mind that he was already imagining waking up like this regularly, fooling around with Gabriel in the morning before rushing off to class. Shameless and turned on. Gabriel winked at Sam. He shifted closer and reached up to pull the kid close for a slow kiss. He could still taste the hints of chocolate from last night. The kid was beautiful, sarcastic as fuck, and amazing in bed. He had to find a way to keep this one around. All of their frantic kissing and fucking last night didn't prepare him for Gabriel's kiss. It was slow, hot, and heart-meltingly perfect. Damn it, was there anything about Gabriel that he didn't adore? Sam shifted and wrapped an arm around Gabriel, tugging him close. What time does the shop open? Gabriel hummed. He leaned in and stole another kiss. Gorgeous eyes, too. This kid was going to be the death of him. Gorgeous eyes, face, smile, hair, body, ass, everything. My brother is going to take care of the shop today. I might have plans. Depends. Sam knew a lead-in when he saw one. Jess was in both his classes today. He could steal notes from her. Then it was the weekend, which he had completely free. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully he would be very, very busy. On? On whether this fucking amazing guy I met feels like lounging around the house, watching bad movies, eating far too much candy, maybe ordering a pizza, and having as much sex as we can both possibly stand? Gabriel said, raising an eyebrow at Sam. Sam bit his lip and looked at Gabriel. I don't know. Maybe you should do some convincing. He raised an eyebrow right back and glanced down meaningfully. The full belly laugh that Gabriel released made Sam catch his breath. Gabriel was beautiful. Gabriel managed to stop his laughing by surging forward for another kiss. Pretty sure I'm the captain of this particular debate team. He tugged Sam's hair, making him bare his neck, and sucked in another dark mark at the base of his throat. Bet if you're really convincing, said amazing guy might run back to his dorm and grab a few things, then spend as much of his weekend in your bed as possible. Sam got worried that he had pushed things too far when Gabriel didn't immediately respond. I mean, if you want... He had to kiss Sam in that moment. He had to. Sam, if you get any more perfect, I'm never gonna let you leave, Gabriel whispered. He stole another quick kiss. I'll have to work at some point this weekend, he warned. Sam felt giddy and high all at once. Gabriel wanted him to stay. He grinned, wide and happy. I'll bring homework. Keep me supplied with hot chocolate. I might even let you steal me into the bathroom for quickies when you're bored. Best blowjob ever, coming right up, Gabriel announced, pulling away from Sam, pushing him onto his back. Put your hands behind your head, he ordered. Bemused, Sam did as Gabriel told him, raising an eyebrow at the pose. Putting me on display for you? Hell yes, Gabriel said vehemently, trailing his hands over Sam's shoulders and abdomen. Damn, just damn, he pressed a line of kisses down Sam's sternum. He could still taste the chocolate on Sam's skin. Hold still and don't move, he ordered again, jumping from the bed. Gabriel! Sam laughed and relaxed back against the pillows. Ah, well, if Gabriel wanted to grab something else to eat off of him, he would be patient. He looked down at the bruises and bites decorating his chest and felt a bead of precum leak from his cock. Chocolate syrup, M&Ms, even ice cream, chocolate-flavored, of course, had been eaten off of him at some point last night. When Gabriel came back in holding a bag of chocolate chips and the well-used bottle of chocolate syrup, Sam burst out laughing. I think you have a fixation. And I think you have the most gorgeous body I have ever laid eyes on. You're a buffet, all spread out for the taking. My taking. Gabriel climbed back into the bed and poured a thin line of chocolate down the line of Sam's torso. Sam groaned and his eyes fluttered shut. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to smell the scent of chocolate without getting hard again. Gabriel opened the bag of chocolate chips and carefully used them to garnish the line of chocolate syrup leading straight to Sam's dick. Mission accomplished, then. He laughed again. Sam could not remember the last time he felt this carefree and happy. Gabriel made him feel loved, cherished even, like he was something special. You'll regret that when I'm hard and sitting in your sweet shop every day. Gabriel paused in his garnishing of Sam's chest to look up at him. He swallowed past the lump in his throat at the thought of just how much he wanted that. No, I won't, because I know you'll be thinking of me and all the ways I make you scream. Sam groaned, another bead of precum running down his dick. Fuck, he wanted Gabriel so badly. Yeah, he said, his voice hoarse. Sam knew he had screamed. Several times. Loudly. Gabriel wrapped up the chocolate chips and placed the syrup on the nightstand. Time to try again, he announced, licking at the chocolate that was melting against Sam's chest. Fuck, you're a furnace, he mumbled against Sam's skin. The salt of his skin and the sweetness of the chocolate was the best thing Gabriel had ever tasted. Part of him wanted to bottle it and make a fortune. But the larger part of him wanted to keep it, and Sam, all to himself. His to savor whenever he wanted. Sam gave another hoarse laugh, his muscles flexing and moving under Gabriel's lips. Yeah, it's a problem. Gabriel shook his head and licked up another large bit of the chocolate trail. Not to me. I fucking love how warm you are. I'll be a leech during the winter. Realizing what he had just hinted at, Gabriel gently forced Sam's legs apart, admiring his dick. Fuck, you are gorgeous. Gabriel loved it. Gabriel wanted to be around during the winter. Joy, hot and visceral, curled in his stomach. Sam fell back into the pillows, inhaling the scent of Gabriel again. Oh God, he was falling head over heels for a dude that he had been flirting with for weeks now. Probably had been this entire time. So are you, Sam panted out. Come here. He reached down and tangled his fingers in Gabriel's hair, tugging him back up for a chocolate kiss. He groaned into the kiss the kid kept him pinned in. His hands were big and gorgeous, able to manhandle him so easily. Gabriel kissed Sam until his lips were swollen and red. He pulled away and trailed his thumb over Sam's lower lip. Those hazel eyes were glazed over, and dark with lust, made him wish that he was still a 20-something. Sam sucked Gabriel's thumb into his mouth, enjoying the groan that got him. Think you promised me the world's greatest blowjob, didn't you? Gabriel smirked and kissed Sam again, hard and dirty. Yep, Gonna suck that big brain of yours out through your dick. Sam groaned. Sam groaned. That shouldn't be hot. Why is that hot? Gabriel licked up the last of the chocolate hiding near Sam's belly button, and one last chocolate chip. Because you want it. He wrapped his hand around the base of Sam's dick, shuddering at the feel, remembering how his cock had felt last night when Sam had pinned him down by the shoulders and fucked him, hard and vicious. He pressed a hand to his dick and groaned. Sam first, then he could get off. Sam bucked up into the touch that wasn't anywhere near enough. Don't know what I want more, that smart-ass mouth of yours, or to fuck you boneless again. He dropped his hand to tangle in Gabriel's hair, pushing him lower. Well, I did promise you the blowjob to end all blowjobs. I am convincing you to stay the weekend, after all. Gabriel gave Sam a few hard tugs, watching how Sam's back arched. Fuck, I wish you could see yourself. He leaned down, licking at the tip of Sam's cock. Still can't believe you covered my dick in chocolate syrup. And was that when you grabbed the whipped cream? Sam asked, his head falling back against the pillow. He wasn't going to last, not after being teased like this. Mm-hmm, Gabriel hummed as he closed his lips over the head, giving a nice hard suck. It was worth it to see the kid arch again, his loud moan sounding punched out of him. Never mind that he was already making plans to put a mini-fridge in the bedroom so that he wouldn't have to keep running to the kitchen when he thought of something he wanted to eat off Sam. Fuck, Gabriel! Sam tugged on Gabriel's hair, careful not to pull too hard. Your mouth, fuck! He felt Gabriel start to stroke in tandem with the bobbing of his head, making him shudder, hard. He spread his legs further, an open invitation to whatever Gabriel wanted to do to him. He'd been a little too obsessed with pinning Gabriel to every surface and fucking him blind after all their teasing, so he hadn't had a chance to tell Gabriel how much he wanted to be fucked, too. Gabriel's eyes went wide and he pulled off of Sam's cock, still stroking him idly. For all of his caveman tendencies last night, Sam was broadcasting, "I want to be fucked and I want to be fucked now." Loud and clear. "Something you want there, Sam?" Sam smiled and rocked his hips up into Gabriel's hand. "You fucking me after you finish up sounds about right." He dropped his head to Sam's hip, a low, keening whine escaping him. Gabriel dropped his fingers to the base of his dick and squeezed, staving off his orgasm that had crept up on him. "You'd let me fuck you?" Fuck. Forget working this weekend. He would pay Cass anything he wanted if he covered the shop. He suddenly had plans. Very, very important plans. He had one weekend to convince Sam to never leave his bed again. Sam stretched his arms over his head again and grinned. "Yeah, definitely. Preferably in the very near future. Maybe even before the shower we both need." He felt Gabriel groan against his hip and smirked. "But if I were you, I'd finish what you started first. I'm sure you can get me going again afterwards." Gabriel had slept with plenty of people in his life. But he was starting to be convinced that Sam might be his endgame. Done. Over with. He was officially taken in every way someone could be. "Yeah," he whispered and sank down on Sam's dick again, sucking as much of him down as he could. He kept the pressure constant, sucking hard. He stared up at Sam, their eyes meeting. Gabriel looked over at the bedside table where the lube was sitting, and then back at Sam, hoping he got the message. He didn't even have to stretch to grab the well-used bottle of lube off the dresser. Sam tossed it down to Gabriel, and felt another shiver climb up his spine, already imagining Gabriel's fingers inside him. Fuck, he needed it so bad. So bad. "Please, Gabriel. Want you inside." He fumbled the lube bottle and pulled away to look at just the tip of Sam's cock for a moment. "Anyone ever tell you how pretty you are when you beg, Sasquatch?" Sam shook his head. Most of the time, he wasn't the one begging for it. He wasn't comfortable enough with people to let them that close, to have that kind of control over him. "Not normally the one begging." Gabriel stopped for a moment, trying to regain some of his control. Fuck. Something about Sam just made him want to lose it, over and over again. Damn kid. Been a while? He felt Gabriel's dry finger rub the smooth patch of skin behind his balls and groaned. Fuck. Gabriel, I don't care, just fuck me. He leaned down and kissed the indent of Sam's hip bone before biting down on the soft skin, watching another purple mark form as Sam arched. I care. Now tell me, how long's it been? Sam bit down on his lip and tried to think. 4 years, give or take a few months? Gabriel's finger inched further back to press against his entrance, and he whined, spreading his legs further. The dry pull of skin on skin was perfect. He wanted more. Gabriel! You got a toy or two you play with regularly? Gabriel kept his fingers wrapped around the base of his dick while he teased Sam. Sam felt his cheeks heat up with a dark blush. Fuck. How had Gabriel known? Yeah. Gabriel rubbed the pad of his finger against the tight ring of muscle and groaned. Pipes clean? He choked on a laugh and looked up at Gabriel. Yes, Gabriel, God, please! I need it. Stop fucking teasing me! Hey, safe sex is important, Gabriel muttered, pulling his finger away to coat it quickly with lube. Also wanted to make sure I wouldn't hurt you. He quickly moved them back to their previous position and started to press one in. Little hurt feels good, Sam growled, his hips rocking immediately back on the finger he could feel. Gabriel's finger sank deeper and he gave a pleased groan. Fuck, yes! Don't stop, Gabriel, please, he said, his thighs flexing as he relaxed. Gabriel moved his finger in and out, trying different angles, and keeping a careful catalog of Sam's reactions until he found what he was looking for. A loud shout of pleasure was ripped from Sam, and his entire body bucked on the bed. Damn, Sam! Just... Fuck, how are you single? A horrifying thought occurred to him. You are single, right? Sam sat up just enough to give Gabriel an incredulous look. You're seriously asking me that with one finger up my ass? Kid had a point there. Gabriel raised an eyebrow and shrugged, brushing his finger over Sam's prostate again. He choked on a laugh. So fucking single. Haven't dated since freshman year. Sam sucked in another breath of air. Yes, Gabriel, there. Sam tried to relax as Gabriel continued to stare at him. Fuck, Gabriel. I'm... A strangled groan left his throat as he felt a second finger slip inside him and start to stretch him in earnest. Gabriel leaned down to kiss and suck at Sam's hip bone again. As relieving as it was to hear that Sam was single, the kid had been trying to say something. You're... This time Sam did laugh. You expect me to be coherent like this? Fuck! Sam swallowed hard as Gabriel pressed his fingers against his prostate again. First year law student. No time for relationships. Yet you're willing to spend all weekend in bed with me? I must be special. Gabriel smirked, biting and sucking at the skin under Sam's belly button, enjoying the loud groan that got him. Sam reached out and grabbed Gabriel by the chin, forcing him to meet his eyes. Yes, you are. Want to make time for you, he said, his voice soft and serious. The thin thread of control that he had been hanging on to snapped. Gabriel pressed in a third finger, stretching Sam as quickly as he could. Grab me a condom, he ordered, his voice a growl. He needed to be inside Sam yesterday, and now any semblance of control that he had was gone. Long gone. He had to let go of Gabriel to grab a condom out of the bedside drawer, but it would be worth it. So worth it. Sam threw it towards Gabriel, hitting him in the chest with it. Gabriel, please, want you in me. Sam rocked back against Gabriel's fingers, growing more desperate by the second. I'll even forgive you for not finishing up that amazing blowjob. And Gabriel laughed and leaned down to bite the skin under Sam's belly button as he tore open the condom and slipped it on. I'll make that up to you later, promise. You ready? Gabriel, if you don't get in me right this fucking Oh! Sam arched with a low groan as Gabriel pressed into him in one smooth slide. All of the prep had clearly been worth it. He shuddered as Gabriel bottomed out and wrapped his legs around Gabriel's waist. God, yes! Move! See? Worth it. Gabriel teased, rocking his hips just the slightest bit, partially to tease Sam, and mostly to get himself back under control. He sucked in a slow breath, trying to get a hold on his shattered control. Only worth it if you start moving! Sam said, pressing his hips back, wanting him deeper. Don't make me flip you over so I can ride you instead. Fuck, Gabriel swore, clenching his eyes shut and conjuring up every disgusting boner-killing image he could think of. It barely took the edge off, but he succeeded in not embarrassing himself. He sucked in a few more deep breaths and glared down at Sam. Sam raised an amused eyebrow. Hair trigger there? Gabriel pulled himself almost the entire way out and slammed back into Sam in one smooth thrust, enjoying the way Sam's face went slack in pleasure. Hottest guy I ever met offers to flip me over and ride me? Of course it's gonna put me a little on edge. You're underestimating your hotness. Sam laughed and leaned up, kissed Gabriel slow and deep. Well, thank you for the compliments on my hotness. But unless you really do want me to make good on my threat, I would suggest fucking me in the very near future. Yes, sir. Gabriel punctured each word with a hard thrust into Sam, enjoying the moan he got in response. He braced his hands on either side of Sam's shoulders and snapped his hips forward, starting a hard rhythm. Yes! Sam's head fell back against the pillows again, and he tightened his legs around Gabriel's waist. More, Gabriel. I'm not a twink. Want you to fuck me. Fuck me hard. Sam demanded, rocking into every thrust. Gabriel dropped his hands to Sam's hips and yanked him into the next thrust, driving into Sam hard and brutal. The kid clearly loved every second of it, his body arching and little gasps escaping him each time he did. Demanding little shit, aren't you? Oh, God, Gabriel, fuck! Sam had his arms wrapped around Gabriel's shoulders, pulling him closer. Yes, but you're so good, just like that. And, he shouted, his back arching as Gabriel's dick slid right over his prostate. He leaned up to kiss Gabriel, wanting the taste of chocolate again. Gabriel could not remember the last time he let loose like this. Everything he did only made Sam beg for more, and it was his job to provide it. He had thought his rhythm would hurt Sam, but instead the kid took it and asked for more, demanded it even. There was no way either of them were going to last any amount of time. He dropped his hand to Sam's dick and started to jerk him hard and sloppy. Fuck, Sam! Sam whined, clawing at Gabriel's back, trying to pull him closer. Yes, so fucking good. Gabriel, please! He begged, his body trying to push back against Gabriel and fuck into his hand at the same time. Make me come, Gabriel. Want to come. So bad. His hips stuttered in their rhythm, and he growled, pushing harder and deeper, watching Sam give a hoarse scream as he hit his prostate again. Gabriel knew there was no hope of lasting much longer. He teased his thumb over the tip of Sam's cock, his hand soaked in pre-cum. Come on, baby. Come for me. I'm right here. Want you with me, Sam. Two more hard thrusts from Gabriel, dragging straight over his prostate, were enough to send him flying over the edge. Sam shouted, his back arching off the bed as he came, exploding all over his stomach. Only a moment later, he felt Gabriel growl into his ear and press as deep as he could go and shudder as he came with him. Sam slumped to the bed, feeling entirely boneless. Gabriel. Gabriel barely had enough energy to remove the condom and tie it off before flopping back on the bed. Gabriel is thoroughly fucked out. Please call back in 20 minutes. Sam chuckled and wrapped an arm around Gabriel, pulling him back against his chest. We do still need to shower. And I need to run by my dorm and grab some stuff. A distinctly grumpy grunt. Then I need to come back to a certain apartment and spend the rest of my weekend in someone else's bed. A much happier grunt, and a smile from what Sam could see. You just gonna keep grunting at me? Gabriel reached out to swat at Sam. Let me recharge the batteries a bit. He yawned and cuddled into Sam's chest. Until then, yes, I will resume grunting at you. Sam laughed and pressed a kiss to the top of Gabriel's head. Fuck, I feel amazing. Gabriel let out a pleased hum. Still owe you a blowjob. Yeah, you do. Sam leaned down and kissed Gabriel's ear, enjoying the sight of his shiver. However, you earn an A for your job convincing me to stay the weekend. Good. I still have plans for more food in your chest. And abs. And your dick. Sam laughed. Sounds perfect. And it did.